dying, although on the outside must seem rather straightforward, is in practice, well, rather messy. You have your golden standard with death by old age, but then there are the more exciting ways to die. I'm sure you're familiar with exploding, decapitating, drowning, hanging, choking, poisoning, getting your body slowly churned through a meat grinder, cooked inside an easy-bake oven, and then served to French people. Dying, however, isn't the end of it all. Although seeming rather final in scope, it's not quite the end. To simply put it, when you die, your body will disintegrate into the ground, become one with the earth and all that, which will in turn feed the plants and all the little worms and grubs that feed off the plants. Those little bugs will die, and it's honestly a rather vicious cycle at that point where bugs are being eaten by other bugs. Those little cannibals. Where was I again? Let's see. Death? Drowning? French people? Oh, yes! And then there are those people. You know the type, the ones whose family has the money and decide to buy the bonus package at the funeral home. They have their loved ones crammed in a mausoleum. You know, the little houses in the cemetery. In which case you will inevitably turn into a blood-sucking vampire. Which I do hear for a short period of time was considered a positive thing. Of course, I'm joking. That's not how you become a vampire. That's how you become a zombie. Really? Nothing? Millennials. No sense of humor. You don't become a zombie so you can put away your chainsaws and baseball bats. Your body just rots in a box above ground instead of below. However, you really should be asking a different question. The one question philosophers spend their lives fighting over. The one question which is at the very basis of mankind's greatest fears. It's the one question which drives men and women to insanity. It's...
Klesk? I hope I'm not interrupting anything, but I gotta... Well, I kinda...
Becky! What is it this time?
You know, need to, like, ask about...
Ken, Becky? Honestly.
Well...
Why do you insist on wasting my time? Don't you see that I'm in the middle of something here?
Excuse me for using my Second Amendment rights. I just needed to ask your opinion on something that's very personal to me, and I'm having a really hard time.
Just say what you came here to say, and for the love of all that is dead, leave out the sob story.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Judgment over here thinks he's some hot mustard and doesn't have time for anyone but himself.
Becky?
Yes?
If I'm the hot mustard, you're room temperature mayonnaise.
Well, I'm about 70% sure that was meant to be an insult, but I'm gonna take that as a compliment. I like mayo.
Dear gods. Becky, you can't eat.
I prefer the term eternal dieting. And anyway, will you listen to the point I was going to make before you so rudely interrupted? Great! The Bloodfall Ball is coming up, and I need your opinion on something of the utmost importance. I really want to impress you-know-who, so they'll ask me.
You still haven't asked the question.
Does this dress make me look fat?
Becky, I don't know how many times I have to say this. You can't wear a dress. You are a floating ball of essence.
Personally, I think it accentuates my curves.
In what afterlife? You do realize the dress is on the floor right now, and you're just hovering above it, right?
A girl can dream, can't she? Everything is okay. It's all under control. I have everything under control.
She's better than the last one.
I'm all right.
Better than the last one. Okay. So sorry. Where was I? Where do you go when you die? To think one little question has caused so many wars, so much misery and self-doubt. One question has caused so many divisions in your world. All I can truly say, though, is that your afterlife depends only on the expanse of your imagination, and the experience is only limited by the strength of your heart. Hold on. Gary, this is terrible. The afterlife isn't some cheesy sitcom.
I mean, I thought it was pretty good.
You said the same thing before you got poisoned and died. Excuse me if I'm a little wary of your tastes.
How was I supposed to know I'm allergic to shellfish?
That wasn't the problem. Someone poured arsenic in your coffee.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm still not reading this. Fallacy.
The Council of Judgments all agreed you'd read it, though.
Agreed? Gary, we didn't agree on anything. I made that council. I appointed all of those judgments, and I can choose if I want to sugarcoat this stupid introduction video. And I don't. So this paper? Gone.
Yeah, but if you stop reading, the others on the council are gonna...
The others are weak-minded and easily swayed.
But sir, you can't say that. The judgments are supposed to be your allies.
I can say whatever I please. The only judgment I need to worry about is Taufa.
Okay, then. When they find out there's no entrance video, they'll get angry.
Tell them it got lost in translation.
Lost in translation? But sir, they'll see right through that. We speak the same language.
It's a figure of speech, Gary. It's... Anyway, we have been doing it the same way for millennia. There's no point in changing it now. Gary, how do you turn this thing off?
The power button?
Of course.
You do realize that since we don't have this video, the Receptisols will need to be recalled and informed of the change. Not to mention that we're still...
It's okay, I'll fix it.
You? Sir, that's unheard of. Doing the work of a Sacrisoul, you're not supposed to train the new souls. You're too important.
Gary, don't tell me what I can or cannot do. Anyway, it would be a good idea to get back in touch with my roots. How does this thing work?
Touching roots? You're not a
nymph. Another turn of phrase, Gary.
Turning phrases, and you call me delusional plus.
How do you turn this...